AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It looks as if Tom Brady will play in the NFL season opener next week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. A judge has dumped his four-game suspension in the Deflategate scandal, though the NFL can still appeal his decision. Our Julie Walker is in New York.
The ruling by U.S. District Judge Richard Berman came after more than a month of failed settlement talks between the NFL and its players' union. Berman came out forcefully in Tom Brady's favor, maligning the NFL for its handling of the scandal that erupted after the AFC Championship game when officials discovered during the first half that Brady used underinflated footballs. An NFL investigation led to Brady's suspension, which Commissioner Roger Goodell upheld, but Judge Berman nullified. Julie Walker, New York.
Beginning this hour, the contempt of court hearing involving Rowan County, Kentucky clerk Kim Davis, who refuses to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. AP correspondent Adam Beam in Kentucky.
She's going to have to answer as to why she has not obeyed multiple court orders ordering her to issue those licenses.
She says her Christian religion doesn't allow it, but this morning, as protesters on both sides of the issue gathered outside the courthouse, one of them said Kim Davis's religious beliefs shouldn't trump the law.
If you can't do your job, resign.
Protester Lana Bailey saying Kim Davis has to obey the law or quit her job. Two St. Louis men will be sentenced this morning for planning a bomb attack targeting the Ferguson, Missouri police chief and other officials after an officer killed Michael Brown there last year. Nobody was injured in the bomb plot. A heavy-lift military helicopter landed harder and faster than normal during a nighttime training exercise in North Carolina, killing one Marine and injuring 11 others. This is AP Radio News. Vice President Joe Biden is in the crucial swing state of Florida as he explores a presidential run. This morning, he's making the case for the nuclear agreement with Iran that President Obama supports.
It will make us and Israel safer, not weaker.
The vice president spoke before Jewish community leaders in South Florida, telling them this deal takes the idea of a nuclear bomb for Iran off the table, as he put it. A former State Department employee who helped Hillary Clinton set up her private email server says he plans to assert his Fifth Amendment right not to testify before a House committee on Benghazi, Libya. Attorneys for Brian Pagliano sent the committee a letter saying their client would not testify at the hearing planned for next week. The panel subpoenaed Pagliano last month. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.